When it comes to external threats to the EU economy, all roads lead back to Donald Trump. As the European Commission presented its summer 2019 economic forecast, global trade tensions created by Trump were repeatedly mentioned. Also, Washington's efforts to close down all trade with Iran were highlighted as a risk to the EU's economy.
Second series of risks, risk related to the recent intensification of geopolitical tensions in the Middle East, with a potential significant impact on oil prices.
EU economic growth, minus the UK, is forecast to rise from 1.4 to 1.6% next year, down from the 1.7% estimated previously. No deal Brexit could derail the EU's economic ambitions, according to the latest European Commission report. But regardless of what happens in the future, people are already struggling. Eurostat data published just last week highlighted that youth unemployment is running at between 20 and as high as 40% in several EU countries, including Greece, Spain, Italy, France, Croatia, Portugal and Sweden. The same EU agency says social inequality is affecting 113 million people in the bloc. Enormous public debt, particularly in Italy, and the possibility of a recession in EU economic powerhouse Germany are also big concerns. In addition, the rise of populist politics in the 28-nation bloc is making it more challenging to formulate and implement economic policy.
The political crises, I think, in general, makes it more difficult for EU member states to cooperate and to coordinate and to agree on things. And I think that is the biggest danger of it, that you have increasing political problems which make member states unable to find compromises.
But for officials inside the EU's executive arm, the European Commission, there's no doubt regarding the source of the biggest economic threat, the United States. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.